This is WMUC FM, College Park, and welcome to Blow Up. Hello, and we are back. Sorry for being a little late today. I didn't mean for that to happen. But you may be wondering what today's episode is going to be about. We're going to be covering Beatles Mania today, specifically specifically the birth of Beatles Mania in the United States. And you may be asking, what is Beatles Mania? Well, my good friend, it's in the name. It's when the Beatles sparked a mass cultural uprising within the United States rock and roll scene, kind of energizing the genre, in a sense. And so we're going to take a birth at how they became so popular within not only the United Kingdom, but mostly the United States, because that's where we are from. So within the United Kingdom, what sparked their popularity was the release of the single Please Please Me later on their album titled the same exact thing, Please Please Me, also featuring a song called Twist and Shout. You just heard the Isley Brothers version of it, which is not the original, by the way. The original Isley, it was made by a black musician, but the Isley Brothers version is not the original version. It's something that I think I've argued with my dad before, where I was just like, no, that's not, you're right that they did, whatever. That's not something that's a rabbit hole I'll go over sometime in my future. So how did they get popular in the United States? Well, it wasn't because of the song Please Please Me. It was instead other songs, such as I Want to Hold Your Hand, because, you know, it captured the essence of being a teenager, of wanting to love someone, and also, at the time, I don't want to say sex symbols, but they were considered very attractive men, and so it particularly established the concept of a boy band in which fans can go completely feral over. And I think that they birthed the concept of fandom within music, because audiences would deliberately scream at their early performances. So we're going to start today by firstly playing a PSA, and then we will truly begin the show. So listen to this PSA and let the music begin.
Are those early morning classes starting to feel like a marathon? Did Dodge strike again, towing your car when you least expected it? We get it, and we're here to listen. Whether it's academic stress, relationship issues, or just a bout of loneliness, Lean On Me College Park is here for you. Our supporters are fellow students trained in mental health support to help you through life's ups and downs. You can text our free and anonymous line anytime from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week at 301-494-8808. You can also follow us at leanonme_CP for updates and resources. Again, our number is 301-494-8808. We hope you'll let us be a shoulder for you to lean on.
Oh yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh please, say to me, let me be your man. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you'll understand. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you understand.
Okay, you just heard I Wanna Hold Your Hand by the Beatles and Needles and Pins by the Searchers. So, I previously said that the Beatles created essentially the rise of fandom in music that I don't really think is seen today. I mean, now we have stan culture, but I just want to emphasize that in 1964, people were buying wigs. They were buying merch that, you know, there wasn't a Beatles website you can go on Amazon and buy, you know, this stuff. You know, they bought dresses, they bought lunch boxes, they bought many little toys imaginable to represent their love for the Beatles in sense that nothing like this has ever been done before, at least in the West. And so I think this fandom is in a sense what established the idea of the Beatlemaniac. And the Beatlemaniac isn't inherently tied to fandom. It's also tied to the development of music in a way. I want to say around the time, let's skip to the future a little bit. Rubber Soul has now been released. They're done with their little corny Mercy Beat act. That inspired new sort of rockers to ditch the things they thought were cool in rock music and embrace, you know, the electric guitar and the other innovations the Beatles excelled at. And so we sort of saw garage rock American artists moving into entirely different directions as a result of songs like She Loves You by the Beatles, because it wasn't being done like that within the United States. So I want to shout out this next song. Is called What a Way to Die by the Pleasure Seekers. So you're going to take a listen to that. So yeah. You just heard What a Way to Die by the Pleasure Seekers, Zigzag Wanderer by Captain Beefheart and his magic band, and Misfit by the Outsiders. So back to the boy band, the idea of the boy band forming as a response to the Beatles. So they didn't really create the idea of a boy vocal group. Like, no one can give them complete and sole credit for that. But their popularity did spark the sense in the music industry that boy bands are commercially viable to establish fandom and to establish sales or to get good sales in pop music. And we saw this within the 60s, but we also saw this in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s. Maybe 2010s. I don't know if we have any boy... Well, I guess it's kind of culturally exported now. We don't really have it in the Americas, but there's tons of K-pop bands and J-pop bands as well. So it's not necessarily really solely a Western thing. And also girl vocal groups have gotten significantly more popular in regards to developing fandom. But one of the most famous examples within the 60s of someone creating a boy band because they were popular is the Monkees, that's not where the term industry plant came from. You know, it's mostly used to describe more modern music. But if you go on Reddit and you search up, not even on Reddit, if you go on Google AI or whatever, search up what is the earliest example of an industry plant, the AI or whatever it feeds you will search through all these different forums to tell you that the Monkees were deliberately created by corporate executives in order to sell the concept of a band, also, believe it or not, named after an animal and misspelled. You know, it's not monkey, it's Monkees with two E's. You know, sort of capitalize on the Beatles' ingenuity. So we're going to play Purpose Song, the theme from their hit film. They also have a film just like the Beatles. Well, the Beatles has like four films. They have a film called Head, because back then you could be a band, you could just like make a film. So yeah, we're going to play the main theme from that song. This is Porpoise Head. Thank you.
see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the crowds of people standing everywhere. Across the street I'm at the slop affair. And here they always play my songs. And me, I wonder if it's wrong or right they come here just the same, telling everyone about their games. And if you think it obsolete, then you go back across the street. Yeah.
You just listened to Porpoise Song by the Monkees, and Maybe the People Would Be the Times, or Between Clark and Harold by Love, Arthur Lee, their album Forever Changes. I want to time travel back, and we're going to talk about what was rock and roll like before the Beatles. Their popularity in the idea of Beatlesmania, I don't think, was really indebted to the music. It was the fact that during their live shows, people would just, you can find this on YouTube, it's so harsh sounding, because they had to play as loud as possible. And so they did insane, Hungary does insane stuff with some of the drum rolls, and there'll be pretentious people who call it, like, proto-metal. It's not. It's just, you know, I don't even think Paul McCartney would call that early set proto-metal in a sense. But people hadn't really been exposed to fandom like that, where it's just dozens of and hundreds of girls and people in a crowd just yelling, impossible to hear. That's where the notoriety and the infamy sort of came from. And so before that, in rock music, you know, they would be in clubs, they would be on TV, but it operated as a genre differently, in contrast to the soft little pop ballads of those early Beatles albums, and well, in the United States. We kind of liked it more exciting, and they liked it too, because they borrowed a lot of the influence present in those early Beatles albums were initially presented on from musicians such as Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Cliff Richard. So we're going to play some of those old rock songs for you guys right now, starting with Move It by Cliff Richard and the Drifters. So take a listen.
Say it's gonna die, but honey, be let's face it. Well, he just don't know what's going to replace it. Everybody's at Calypso's, I've got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along. Heart and soul. Hey, let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna die, but honey, be let's face it. They just don't know what's going to replace it. Ballads and calypsos have got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along.
Thank you. bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, toot-a-boot, oh, root. Bum, bum, bum. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. What you do to me, to the booty?
You just listened to Move It by Cliff Richard and the Others, Tutti Frutti by Little Richard, and Good Golly Miss Molly, also by Little Richard. As we resume, I also want to talk about during the time before they really got big, before they started headlining performances, they were not top billed whatsoever. They were more so like fifth or sixth or seventh billed. And despite that, on tour in the United States, and despite that, their popularity extended from, you know, them being like, who are these people? Who are these British invaders coming in here and disrupting our American rock and roll and, you know, modal jazz and vocal jazz, easy listening that we're all used to listening to, with a sort of innovative rock and roll style approach that was not commonplace within the United States. And I want to firstly play what people were also listening to outside of those rock and roll musicians at the time, and who were way more popular than them within the United States, starting with In Dreams by Roy Orbison. So take a listen.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away. Dream my can't help it, I can't help it if I try. I remember that you said goodbye. Too bad all these things can only happen in my dreams. Only in dreams, in beautiful dreams.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Woo, 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 woo. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
The little clocks stop ticking now. We're swallowed in the stomach room. The only sound to tear the night comes from the man upstairs. His bloated, belching figure stops. He may crash through the ceiling soon. The window sees trees trees cry from cold and claw the moon. The girl across the hall makes love. Her thoughts lay cold like shattered stone. Her thighs are full of tales to tell of all the nights she's known. Your eyes ignite like cold blue fire. The scent of secrets everywhere. A fist filled with illusions clutches all our cares. But we know, don't we? And we'll dream, won't we, of Montague Terrace in blue.
All right, we're going to end this off by playing a few Mercy Beat songs, starting with Bat's Meat by Billy J. Kramer, and ending it off with the Beatles cover of Twist and Shout. Thank you guys for listening, and maybe I'll see you guys next week. I don't know, it depends, but yeah.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I'd lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back. Softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying, they'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
Don't call.